There it is. I see it now. All right, everybody, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the September 2nd, 2020 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kotkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Directors to serve as a land use hearing examiner. My job is to render decisions and, in certain circumstances, recommended decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me. I consider that testimony and evidence presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials already on file, in order to make my decision. Now, though the hearing process does have certain rules, I still try to conduct the meetings in a relaxed and informal manner, but we still have a procedure that we're going to use. For each item, staff will present their report and make whatever recommendations they wish to make. Then the applicant or the applicant's representative is given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence, knowing that they have the burden of proof to show compliance with all of the applicable rules and regulations. Then if somebody from the public came to testify on any matter, they'll be given that opportunity to do so. If you are going to testify, I'll have you state your name and address, and then I'm going to swear you in as a witness. Ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the application we're talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. I have the option following this hearing to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted, but in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. Now, except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding a request to reopen hearings and request for reconsideration, my decision on all of these matters except for the development agreement are final and conclusive, with the exception is that they can be appealed. Those appeals are by means of a land use petition action, and they have to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of my decision. On the development agreement, that will be a recommendation to the board of directors, the board of county commissioners, and the commissioners will make the final decision on whether to approve or not approve that proposed development agreement. Now, I've reviewed each item on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in the properties or the proposals to be heard today. I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider each item on today's agenda. And then outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, along with all the application materials, there's noticing documents, public comments, agency comments, SEPA documents, other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire planning staff file. For each item, I've not had any communication regarding any of the items that are on today's agenda. So with those representations, if you do have an objection to me serving as a hearing examiner for any item on today's agenda, you need to state so at this time. All right, hearing none, I'm going to mix things up a little bit. I'm going to take the second item on today's agenda first, just because it's going to be a continuance. This is CUP 20-008, a conditional use permit application for a project near Cashmere. There's been requested that this matter be continued to September 16, 2020 at 1 p.m., and I have indicated to the parties that I would grant this continuance on the record at today's hearing and continue it to September 16, 2020 at 1 p.m. and no further notices will be required because it's being continued at the open record public hearing for which public notice had already been provided. Okay, now, second item on today's agenda, this is a development agreement for short plat 2020-006. For Christy Jonathan to defer frontage improvements on the Ham Canyon Road in accordance with the approved conditions of approval of a decision on a short plat. Just for the record, I make a recommendation on this, but I am going to admit into the record at this time the entire planning staff file for SP 20-006, as well as the development agreement or the proposed development agreement. And I will pass this along now to Mr. Bruner for whatever staff presentation you wish to make.
Andrew Bruner, Chelan County Public Works. No real comments. This is a standard development agreement to defer any frontage improvements along the Ham Canyon Road to a time in which the county does any road projects that this applicant and anyone within this short plat would have to pay their proportionate share of improvements when this is done, if it is done. That's really all I have to say about that.
All right. Well, thank you very much. All right. I don't see an applicant here, but is there an applicant here on this matter? Did any member of the public come to testify on this matter? All right, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing, and Mr. Bruner will have a recommended decision out, hopefully by the end of this week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. We'll turn to now the next item on today's agenda. This is a conditional use permit application, given application number CUP 19-011. This is an application for a conditional use permit submitted by Bruce and Toya Smith for a small scale recreational or tourist use. This is basically to utilize a portion of their property as a vacation rental and also for a place of public and private assembly, basically a wedding venue. This relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. Now, for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report, all the attachments to the staff report, which included all of the application materials, all the noticing documents, all the agency comments that have come through. There have not been any public comments that I can recall. But indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference and turn this matter over to Mr. White for the staff presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Before I begin here, I do want to introduce you to our new assistant director here. Her name is Kathleen Lobier. And so just so future reference for anything you see coming from our department, she will be in charge of. Dina is working on transitioning back to the assessor's office full time. So it might be a couple of weeks, but she's learning lots of stuff here. And
good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to meet you by Zoom.
Yes, nice to meet you too. And this is my first week, so I'm just here taking lots of notes and learning.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming today. All right, Mr. White, what do you want to tell me about this project?
So this is an application for a CUP. They have two of the features of the CUP. One is for a small-scale recreational and tourist use where they intend to utilize their basement of their existing residence as a vacation rental by owner. And then also places of public and private assembly use to utilize their existing home and landscape property as a wedding venue. Access to this property is off of Halverson Canyon Road. Domestic water is provided by an existing shared well, and they would also utilize the existing on-site septic system for both of these as well. And this is in an area that is zoned R5. So staff has reviewed the application materials, the agency comments for consistency with all applicable codes and regulations. So for this CUP, I did not receive any comments from the health district regarding the proposal. So I have conditioned it to the applicant has proposed that any wedding venue use would involve having the wedding planner bring in porta potties for use at the venue during the wedding ceremony. There is a letter from Public Works that has required some road improvements to their driveway to meet the rural emergency access road. And emergency vehicle turnaround. And so those would be needed to be completed prior to allowing this property to be used for a wedding venue. There is also, the applicant has several areas where parking has been proposed on their property as shown on their site plan. And they're also looking into the possibility of utilizing buses to, you know, have people park in Lake Wenatchee and bus them up to the property for the wedding venue as well. So the recommendation of community development is approval of this CUP as conditions.
So Mr. White, I'm looking at the proposed or recommended conditions of approval. I don't see the condition that you discussed about the health district. Where am I missing that?
I just mentioned that I didn't receive any comments from them, but
did you want to was there a proposed condition that they had to comply with any requirements of the health district?
Well, the health district did not provide any conditions of approval, so I don't think that's really required. It with the proposed use of like having a wedding planner truck in porta potties, I think that would be sufficient for dealing with the septic issue as proposed.
And then proposed condition of approval number 5 talks about the County Public Works Department memorandum of February 26, 2020. And when you indicated that the applicant's going to be required to do some construction, are we talking on their own property? Are we talking 5.4? Is that the proposed condition that will apply to the applicant? It says to construct the private access easement. And that word easement's kind of throwing me. So is that where they're required to do the road work on that?
Yes.
Mr. Bruner, does that sound right?
Yeah, anything that comes off of, what we'll be concerned about is anything on the private property will be, if it's just a wedding venue, it really doesn't need to be an easement. So that's up to them to determine. That's outside of us. We're just only stipulating that the road has to meet a rural emergency vehicle access standard, and it has to have a turnaround and legal access permitting to the county road. So if they want to have an easement within their private property, that's really up to them, but typically that's not required in this type of situation.
All right, thank you very much. Anything else from staff at this time?
Nothing further from staff.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. White. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Sure.
And can you state your name for the record and an address?
Toya Smith, 2006 Halverson Canyon Road, Wenatchee, Washington.
All right, Ms. Smith, I'm going to have you raise your right hand for me.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much. And you must be one of the co-owners and co-applicants on this project, is that right?
That's correct.
All right, what would you like to tell me about this?
Well, first off, I'm not sure what is needed on the road. We did just resurface the whole road from Halverson up to the house. And so there would be plenty of room for a turnaround for an emergency vehicle to come up the road up to the house.
Well, that'll be up to Public Works to decide.
Okay. So I don't know if they've been out here. Is that something I need to contact them to come up here?
Mr. Bruner, how is that arranged?
So really what we did go out and do an on-site visit we have been out there.
Okay.
Once the CUP is approved, then you would contact us and we would have to get site plans and construction plans from you for the road. They would have to be done by an engineer who's licensed within the state of Washington. So you would provide us with construction plans for that road. And by all means, if you'd like to just come meet with us in the office and we can explain all that, what that needs to be or anything, just feel free to just come on by and we can get you on the right track.
Okay.
In that regard and tell you what the road needs to be. It needs to be 20 feet wide. It's an emergency vehicle access road. So it needs to be 20 feet wide.
Okay. Okay. Well, if it needs to be, I mean, there's no widening our road.
Once this goes through, we can make time to meet out there on site and see and go from there. Because there's always more than one way to make something work. So happy to meet you out there and do that.
Sure.
All right, Ms. Smith, what else would you like to tell me about your project?
The plan was to have a small wedding venue. The client would bring in, we would provide the facility. They would have use of the facility, use of the house. But they would bring in all the food, the alcohol, and they would be responsible for all that. We would bring in porta potties so that we know that there's, plenty of access for that. They can use the house at the time. There's two bathrooms on the main floor and one in the basement. And so I don't see that being too much of an issue. There's quite a few parking areas. And if we needed to, if we go far enough and get this approved and we decide we want to do it, then we could look at a shuttle type system. I'm not opposed to that. I do worry about people driving up and down my road.
So you understand that there can be no parking on county right away. Nobody can be parking along the side of the road. Do you understand that?
Correct.
And do you understand that if you're going to shuttle people, that you have to have the legal right to have people park in that area, whether you own it or whether you're leasing it from somebody else?
And that's something, that I would have to look into. There is quite a bit of parking up here. I have an arena that has parking areas. And if we need to decrease the number, as far as the number of participants, we can do that. We can make it a smaller, venue.
You understand that there are requirements regarding noise coming from a wedding or an event venue, and that even though you have clients, you're the one that's responsible and you're the one that can be, get in trouble if there's excessive noise coming from your property. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. And it is my private home, so I am going to protect it and I want things to, to go nicely. And
yeah, I understand that. It's just the noise carries. And so somebody's got a great big loud electric rock and roll band up there with drums and loud speakers that people down the valley might not appreciate what's going on your property. So that's where you are in responsibility for it. The county has its own regulations. And then there are, in the Washington Administrative Code, there's actually decibel readings that you're limited to. And if there are issues, then you may be required to go out and do noise testing on your property. So it's a significant issue to the hearing examiner, at least to myself.
Sure.
So that offsite impacts are minimized.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell me about your project?
Not that I can think of. Is there anything else you need to know?
Well, I don't suggest, you have the burden of proof.
Okay.
So I'm not here to guide you or suggest to you what you need to do. It's just a matter of whether or not you feel like you have any need to present any other information.
Okay. Well, I think our biggest issue will be parking in the road. Other than that, I think we can deal with the noise. We can make sure that we don't have that problem. Other than that, I think that, it would work fine if we can make the road work.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so.
All right, thank you very much for coming in today. Did any member of the public come to testify on this matter? And is there anything further from staff?
Nothing further from staff.
All right, then, Ms. Smith, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record portion of the hearing on this matter. I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, we'll turn to the next item on today's agenda. This is also a conditional use permit application. This is given application number CUP 20-009, and this is an application submitted for the construction of a 27-space minor recreational vehicle park campground and other improvements. This relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in that staff report as well as in the application materials. For the record, I will admit into the record that staff report, along with all the attachments to the staff report, which included all the application materials, all the noticing documents, all the agency comments that have come through. There's been public comments that have come through. There's SEPA documents. I will admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference and turn this matter over to Mr. White again for the staff presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Cottingham. So this CUP is for a proposed RV park that would have 27 RV sites with an internal roadway system. The application is also proposing an office and a one-bedroom apartment above a shop building on the property as well. The subject property is within the R5 zoning district. The applicant submitted a copy of the site plan and landscaping plan on May 26th of 2020. The applicant will have to submit letters of compliance from the Chelan County Public Works and the Chelan Douglas Health District prior to commencement of the proposed use. The applicant has also received authorization from DAF to forego a cultural resource survey as long as any subsequent building permits have an inadvertent discovery plan. Staff has reviewed the application materials, the agency comments for consistency with the applicable codes and regulations. And as conditions, we recommend approval of the CUP.
So Mr. White, a couple of questions. What's the maximum time that a person can stay at a campground of this type?
I don't believe that there's anything in the campground that, or anything in our code that, you know, really dictates the longevity of a stay at an RV or campsite.
So for the park model, somebody could end up just living there and renting the place as far as the county's concerned? Because I don't think that's the intent of an RV park.
If I may interject.
Who's this?
Andrew Bruner, Public Works.
Okay, Mr. Bruner.
I believe there is a limit, and I'm not sure what it is, but there in the county code, I'm sorry, Alex, but there is a limit as to how long you can stay in an RV park. And I don't want to say the number of nights because I could be wrong, but there is a limit.
I thought so too. It didn't just jump right out at me, so I'll have to look at that.
Well, there isn't allowed use of like utilizing your property for, you know, RVs 10 days out of the 60-day period. That's come, but I don't know if that's necessarily associated with RV parks. That's more associated like with an RV, if someone wants to have like a relative stay on their property in an RV, it would be 10 days out of the 60-day period. I guess I would have to look into that a little bit more and get back to you.
My concern is that because, you know, they want to rent out RVs and possibly park models as well, and I quite frankly don't want to approve something that may turn into a development that we're not intending, an RV park turning into somebody living there year round, which is what we've had in a matter that was just continued today. That's where that property started out as a RV park and is now people living there full time. So in any event, is there anything else staff would like to provide at this time?
Not this time, but I will look into that and get back to you on, you know, the requirements. But to my knowledge, there is no time limitation in our code, but I will look into that.
All right. Well, and so will I. So thank you very much, Mr. White. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir, can you state your name for the record?
Yes, John Torrance.
All right, and an address?
117 Voila, V-O-I-L-A, Voila Lane, Kashmir.
All right, Mr. Torrance, would you raise your right hand for me?
Yes, sir.
Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you very much. Mr. Torrance, are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner and applicant today?
I am, and he is also available online here if we have questions for him.
So, yeah. All right, thank you. All right, and what would you like to tell me about this project?
Well, you know, as always, we worked through this, and I think we've worked through all the issues with all the agencies, including Chelan County. As always, everybody's been quite helpful. I was surprised that we got our conditions here quite promptly and quite quickly. It was pretty nice. We've read through this. We have no objections at all to any of the proposed suggestions in the staff report. And then just real briefly, I heard you discussing limitation on length of stay. I don't want to speak out of turn. Ryan, the owner, would have to speak to that. But I can't imagine that there would be an objection to limiting the length of stay at a campground. Other than that, we have no additional comments at all.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Torrance. Mr. Dell, did you want to provide some testimony today?
Not unless any additional is needed.
Yeah, I do have a question about time limits. So would you state your name and an address for the record?
Yeah, it's Ryan Dell, and address is P.O. Box 505, Manson, Washington, 98831.
All right, Mr. Dell, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Absolutely, yes.
All right, and Mr. Dell, what is what's your intention? What time frames as far as people staying on the putting their RV or renting an RV? What time limits are you proposing?
I wasn't proposing any strict time limits. I didn't assume there were specific limits on there, but I'm not looking at bringing in a bunch of tenants onto the property. It's we're looking at doing it as a vacation type of a spot, not long-term things like that. I was potentially thinking through the winter we could do monthly rentals, but during the summertime we'd be moving people in and out as quick as we can because our rates would probably be higher in the summer. But if that's not good for the county, then I'm okay foregoing the, you know, monthly rentals in the winter time if that doesn't meet the criteria for what we're trying to do here. So we don't want to become a nuisance or anything like that.
Yeah, I'll take a look at this. I'm just I've seen in multiple counties where I serve as hearing examiner that RV campgrounds can turn into RV full-time parks without oversight and without conditions of approval to prevent that. So anyway, that's
yeah, we plan on living on site and our intention is to keep it very nice and orderly and clean. And I've been by some of the properties here in the area where people live through the winter, and it you know, we would have real high standards for people to do that. We wouldn't allow people to put anything on their pads except their trailer and a picnic table pretty much and chairs. You know, some of them people are putting out flower pots and toolboxes and all sorts of garbage, and that just wouldn't be okay in our RV park. We'd have pretty strict rules on that, so that it would appear that everybody is basically camping, even if they were to stay longer than a week or two. So we don't really want people moving in, you know, for years at a time. So.
All right. Well, I'll take a look at that. Anything else you'd like to add, Mr. Dell?
Nope.
Mr. Torrance, anything you'd like to add right now?
No, sir. We're anxious to get rolling. Nothing further on my end.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, did any member of the public come to testify on this matter? I see only one other person on this. It said Edward's iPad. Did Edward's iPad wish to offer any testimony on this? Oops, you're on. You need to unmute yourself. Can staff unmute him?
We did.
Yeah, that's fine. I have nothing to say.
Oh, there you go. Mr. Edward, did you want to offer any testimony today?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. All right. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public portion of this hearing. I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. We have one last item on the agenda for today. This is a plat amendment that was submitted to extinguish and relocate an existing 20-foot access and utility easement. This is given application number PA20-002. Now, for the record, I will admit into the record at this time by this reference, the staff report, the application materials, there's been some a very helpful document called easement clarification, which was quite the clarification. I'm going to admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference, and once again turn this matter over to Mr. White for the staff presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Prockamp. So this application for a plat movement was submitted to extinguish and relocate an existing 20-foot access and utility easement serving lot 2 of Chelan County Short Plat 3530, also known as the Alien Short Plat. This subject property is within the Wenatchee UGA and is zoned residential single family. Along with the proposed updated plat, the application was signed by the other landowners of the plat, so I have concurrence from 100% of the plat to approving of this plat amendment. Actually, it shouldn't be a plat amendment. It should be plat alteration. Sorry about that. The applicant's agent coordinated with the PUD on determining the location of the existing underground electrical line and recorded a separate utility easement for these lines that is separated from the plat and is noted on the subsequent plat alteration. Staff has reviewed the application materials, the agent's comments for consistency with all applicable codes and regulations, and as conditions, recommends approval of the plat alteration.
All right, thank you very much. Is the applicant here or applicant's representative here?
That's my knowledge.
All right, and Mr. White, was the applicant given notice of the date, place, and time of the hearing?
Yes, they were.
All right, did any member of the public come to testify on this matter?
I'm not sure what my we had a location.
If you're going to provide testimony, I need name and address, and I'm going to swear you
okay.
in as a witness.
Edward Sickles, 9140 Noham Canyon Road, Kashmir.
All right, Mr. Sickles, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes.
So again, what we're talking about is that is a plat alteration on the for the Ailing short plat. That's what you're, because when you said Nahom Canyon Road, I mean, that was the first item we talked about. I didn't wanted to make all sure right. You're on the right one.
I must have missed that. I got in late. Sorry.
Yeah. So that development agreement deferring the road improvements required by the short plat, we've already completed that hearing process.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. If you have any questions, though, you can contact Mr. Bruner at Public Works, and he can answer any questions that you might have.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. All right. So there's no member of the public on this matter. Is there anything further from the applicant, or the applicant's not here? Is there anything further from staff?
Nothing further from staff.
All right, then. What I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing, and I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. There are no other items on today's agenda, so I'm now going to adjourn this September 2nd, 2020 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner, and thank you all for coming. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a good day.
Thank you.